Michael Jackson's death led many of Pakistani's local television channels Friday morning, knocking the near-constant coverage of the military campaign against Taliban militants off the top of the news lineup, if only for a few hours. At Illusion's CD shop in downtown Islamabad, employee Ifran says even today, years after the height of Jackson's career, people still come to buy his music.
It's very popular. Every single person knows Michael Jackson's name. It's very popular. Yeah, still people like, he's the legend.
Another employee, Harris, says he does not feel strongly about Jackson's death, although he says he loved listening to his music during his childhood.
Don't feel that much because he had dropped out of the music scene a lot. He was trying to make a comeback from what I heard, but I hadn't heard any of his songs in the past couple of years.
In a nearby outdoor cafe, 21-year-old Maryam Malik sat with a friend in the scorching heat. She described herself as a big-time fan of Jackson's music.
We are really feeling sad. He's no more with us. Many pop singers, like all our pop singers, are they have some kind of influence. They, to some extent, they have followed his ideas and his compositions. And so it's a big time loss.
Rakai Jamil is a musicologist with the Sanjan Nagar Institute of Philosophy and Arts in Lahore. He says there is no doubt that Michael Jackson influenced the pop scene here in Pakistan.
You can find elements of his music in, you know, some of the pop songs in Pakistan, like, you know, maybe whether it concerns rhythmic structures or even melodies. And, you know, there's a lot of adrenaline-pumped songs, such as Beat It, such as Bad, mostly tracks from the 1980s. Basically, Michael Jackson's music probably went beyond his videos, music videos, and that's why it connected with people over here.
Jamil also says Jackson's talent as a singer, dancer, and songwriter was so unique that it transcends time and will continue to inspire Pakistani pop artists. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.